And it actually happened to me, and I know that feeling, and that's how I got into the world of etiquette and teaching these charm schools. Because when I went to Bader, my dad traveled the world. We stayed in Waldron, Arkansas, except when I was 17 to go to New York City, because my mother said, she's never been anywhere. You've got to take her somewhere before she goes to Texas. So we went to New York City, but yeah, as a family. But I'd never been really anywhere traveled. Well, we go, a friend of mine in the dorm wanted to go to she's from Longview, and she wanted to take us to visit her parents. Well, I went with two other girls. So we go to dinner. Dad takes us to this place called Johnny Casey's, and it's kind of famous in Longview with seafood. And we just didn't have much seafood where I was in Arkansas, you know. My mom didn't like it, so we didn't eat it. But anyway, they come around the table, and I think they started with me, which is probably the first mistake. And they said, well, ma'am, would you like a shrimp cocktail? Now, I'm 18, you know. And I said, and I'm straight as the arrow, you know. Nope, don't drink. Nope. So they said, you like a shrimp cocktail? And I said, oh, no, thank you. So they go to the next girl, and they ask her, and she says, yes, I'll take one. And the next girl takes one. And I'm thinking to myself sitting there, how are they doing this? They're underage. They're not supposed to be getting this drink, a shrimp cocktail. What are you doing, girls? You know, how is this father letting you do this? I'm thinking all this. Well, you can imagine my face when they set down that shrimp cocktail in front of those girls with that shrimp hanging over the side of the glass. I was just, I was shocked. I had no idea that's what that was. No idea. Before the internet, you know, before anything. So I got back to Bader, and that Monday, I walked down from Arlington Public Library, which is just down the street from Bader on Center Street, and I checked out an etiquette book. I thought, I'm going to live down here. I better learn how to do some of this stuff. And I read that etiquette book from front to start, so I had a better idea of what was going on. I felt the embarrassment of not knowing what that was. That wasn't a major big thing, and no one probably noticed that but me. But, you know, the feeling I got from not knowing that didn't make me feel very good. So I thought, geez, I need to learn this. So that's the thing that I always tell the kids. I say, you know, when I didn't know anything about this either. I thought, you know, a shrimp cocktail was a drink. So listen, be open here. Don't be worried that you don't know anything about this. I'm going to teach you. So you go someplace, even with your mom and dad, you're going to know what to do. And that's going to make you feel better about yourself, and you're going to gain more confidence. So that's it in a nutshell. It's exactly how I teach it. I teach it like these are things to help you feel better about yourself. If you don't want to do them now, that's okay. But just remember, and I've had people come back to me that said, I was a lawyer in Fort Worth, and she's like 6'2". She was always, you know, conscious of her height, and she said, you know, I stand up straight in the courtroom to this very day because of what you taught. Things like that, what makes my day. Things like that, why I keep going. Because if I can give somebody some confidence, why not? Why not help young people? Boy, people help me. So that's kind of what I'm all about. And that's why I teach. That's how I teach it very passionately. And those kids see that I'm there for them. I'm not, I mean, sure they pay me. But I could have made a lot of more money if I charged more money in my laptop than what I did. I wasn't into the money particularly. I was in it about spreading the information and giving the confidence to young girls. I think that's been my whole thing in a nutshell. The other stuff I've done is icing on the cake.